Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, and the Royals are going to play the Chicago White Sox on Monday. Last year, the Royals' late season surge caught the country by surprise, but can they repeat that glory this season? From the Here and Now Contributors Network, KCUR's Greg Eklund reports.
In the end, the San Francisco Giants did all the celebrating after last year's World Series. They won their third World Series championship in 5 years. The Royals could never solve that Bumgarner mystery. Madison Bumgarner, with 2 wins and a save, put on a pitching performance for the ages. Still, the Kansas City Royals won the hearts of fans across the country by pushing the Giants all the way to Game 7.
You got 1 minute. How about one more question?
When the Royals Winter Fan Festival was held in Kansas City before the team headed to spring training this year, their fans turned out in record numbers.
Guys, thanks for coming to Fan Fest. We're glad you're here, and I think you're going to really enjoy playing for the Royals this year. Chris Medley, Edison Volquez, and Alex Rios.
For some, like Royals outfielder Lorenzo Cain, it was their first trip to Kansas City since Game 7.
As soon as I stepped foot in Kansas City Airport, you know, the fans kind of, you know, waved and, you know, cheered and just told me, you know, what a great season you guys had. So, like I say, to get that recognition and get that support from the fans, it's always great. It's always a great feeling.
This spring, the fans flocked to the Royals Spring Training Complex in Surprise, Arizona like never before. And earlier than usual, because a place to stay became more difficult after spring training games got underway. Royals fan Joe Saviano, making his 13th trip to spring training, noticed the difference in numbers.
Big increase this year. Big increase.
Defending American League champs. The boys in blue, the Kansas City Royals.
Except for an occasional spectacular play in the field, the Kansas City Royals aren't a flashy team. They ranked last in homers in 2014, and no one in their lineup drove in more than 75 runs. Yet their first postseason run in 29 years still left an impression on fans like Tony Gardner, who lives in Goodyear, Arizona, but was raised a Royals fan.
It was amazing. I mean, I was like, the 29 years, I was 13 years old the last time they were in the World Series, and so to be able to just, their run, making it to that, it was just amazing.
A much more confident bunch of players gathered in the Royals' spring training clubhouse this season, but they're still looking for respect from the experts. Sports Illustrated is predicting a fourth-place finish in the Central Division this year. That would not put the Royals anywhere near postseason play. Eric Hosmer, who emerged as one of the team's few hitting stars last year, says the Royals aren't concerned.
We don't worry about that. We worry about just what goes on in this locker room, and we realize that the amount of talent and the type of team we have in here, and we know if we take care of business in here, then we don't got to worry about what's any outside prediction is or anything like that, because we know we have the group of guys in here that can take us where we need to go.
Gone are veterans like pitcher James Shields and designated hitter Billy Butler, but other teams won't take the Royals lightly. With the title of defending American League champions, Royals manager Ned Yost believes his team will rise to the challenge.
Look, we didn't have that tag last year, so trust me, I'd much rather have it this year. That doesn't scare us. We're ready to compete.
And perhaps defy the experts once again, starting with a packed house on opening day. For Here and Now, I'm Greg Eklund in Kansas City.